Hi there. The word for you today is parent. That's your job description. Deuteronomy 6 verse 7 reads, "Teach them diligently to your children." Abraham had a nephew called Lot who succeeded in business, but he lost his family. How come? Well, let me give you several reasons. A. He had the wrong emphasis. He placed material success above spiritual success. B. He had the wrong environment. He thought his children could live in Sodom and not be affected by it. C. He had the wrong expectation. He thought he could change his surroundings by compromising with them. D. He set the wrong example. He thought his family would follow his instructions, but instead, they followed his lifestyle. E. He had the wrong relationships. He didn't realize until it was too late how much Sodom had influenced his family. Let me say this to you. If you think you can live by the world's rules and expect your children to grow up and follow God's rules, you're kidding yourself. Instead of preaching to them about the shoes you want them to fill, walk in them yourself. Lead by example. Outside of your influence as a parent, the four greatest influences in your child's life right now are their peers, the internet, media, that's radio, TV, and music. And you know what? All four are either working for you or against you. You say, "But I'm really busy right now." Hey, listen to me. Get unbusy. Rethink your priorities. Your child's character is being molded each day, and the question is, by whom? God's word clearly states that these six things constitute your job description as a parent. You ready? I'm going to give them to you. Number one, instruct them. Number two, train them. Number three, provide for them. Number four, nurture them. Number five, discipline them. And number six, love them. The truth is, you have no greater responsibility.